Well, we are looking at one of the great stories of the Bible this morning as we continue our series, David, Rockstar, and we're looking at Facing Giants this morning. We're in 1 Samuel 17, verses 2 through 24, and it's just part of the story of David and Goliath, but we'll talk about the whole thing. It is sort of one of the longer stories in the Bible, but it's really one of the great stories of all time. Saul and Israelites had gathered and encamped in the valley of Elah and formed ranks against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side with the valley between them. And there from the camp came of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head. He was armed with a coat of steel mail. The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had greaves of bronze on his legs and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. The shaft of the spear was like a weaver's beam, and the spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and his shield bearer went before him. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Will have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? Are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "Today I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man that will fight together." When Saul and all the Israelites heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of Ephronite of Bethlehem in Judah, named Jesse, who had 8 sons. In the days of Saul, the man was already old and advanced in years. The 3 eldest sons of Jesse had followed Saul to the battle. The names of his sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, the next to him, Abinadab, and the third, Shema. David was the youngest. The eldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days, the Philistines came forward and took his stand, morning and evening. Jesse said to his son David, "Take for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain and these 10 loaves, and carry them quickly to the camp to your brothers. Also take these 10 cheeses to the commander of their 1,000. See how your brothers fare, and bring some token from them." Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with the keeper, took the provisions, and went as Jesse had commanded him. He came to the encampment as the army was going forth to the battle line, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistine drew up for battle, army against army. David left the things in charge of the keeper of his baggage, ran to the ranks, and went and greeted his brothers. As he talked with them, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, came up out of the ranks of the Philistine and spoke the same words as before, and David heard him. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, as I said, this morning we continue the series, David Rockstar, and we're looking at Facing Giants. Heard about this little boy in a Sunday school class, and his Sunday school teacher decided what they needed to do for the Sunday school was each of them to memorize the 23rd Psalm, because it's one of the most familiar passages in Scripture. And so for about a month, they worked on that. And little Ricky was not the best at memorizing. And so he tried and he tried and he tried to memorize. And the Sunday came for them to all get up in front of the whole congregation and say from memory Psalm 23. And when it came Ricky's turn, little Ricky got up behind the pulpit, and he was so scared and nervous, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I need to know." Well, I think maybe he was right. Certainly had a kernel of truth. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, that was a guiding star for David, not just that he wrote, that I think that he lived by most of his life. And when he made a mistake, I think he got off the track of the Lord being his shepherd. But more on that later. Well, I said last week that David, rock star, I said he was a rock star for at least 2 reasons. One is he wrote half of the Psalms, 73 of the Psalms, of 150 Psalms that are in Hebrew Scripture. And, of course, the number one all-time bestseller, The Lord is My Shepherd, Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Psalm. And then, on top of that, he also sang them and played the harp, which was the guitar of that day. So he's a rock star. Anyway, and then I hinted that there was a third reason that we talk about today. Well, you know what? It's all about the rock that he used to slay Goliath. But I want to recap for a moment where we were last week. And you recall that Saul was all about himself. Saul was anointed king. You remember why Israel wanted a king? Everybody else had a king. Have you heard that before? Everybody else is doing it. So they wanted a king. And Samuel said, well, if you have a king, they're going to raise taxes and raise an army. And they said, we don't care. We want a king because everybody else is having a king. So they chose Saul. And Saul looked like a king. He was tall, dark, and handsome. Movie star kind of guy. And there was one problem. His ego got in the way of everything. And so eventually God said, enough is enough. He told Samuel that he was going to anoint a new king. And he said, go to Bethlehem, a small town. And go to Jesse, who has a number of sons, and they're one of those sons I'm going to have you anoint as king. And so Samuel went there, went to Jesse, and Jesse brought out his eldest son, who was tall, dark, and handsome as well. And God said, nope, that's not him. And then he brought out the second oldest, maybe he was the smartest, strongest, we don't know. And then the third, each time no, and finally went through seven sons. And Samuel said, well, listen, do you have any other sons? And Jesse said, well, only the youngest, he's out watching sheep in the field. He's a shepherd. Can't be him. And Samuel said, get him. I'm not going to sit down until you bring him here. And when he was brought forth, David was anointed by Samuel. And then he gave him the reason. Because God doesn't look at appearances. God looks at the heart. But there's something else. You know what David did after he was anointed as king? He went to the palace, right? No, no, didn't wear a crown. David went back to tending sheep. Isn't that interesting? Because God wasn't ready for that perfect calling. Have you ever felt like you were in limbo in life when God had some big dream that he put in your heart and things just weren't happening? But here's the truth that I think that was going on while David was still out in the pasture. He was learning that truth. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And God was preparing him in other ways because David had to, time and again, had to stave off a bear and a lion to protect the sheep. And God was going to use what David was learning. And many times in our own life, the task at hand is preparing us for the battle ahead. The task at hand is preparing us for the battle that lies ahead. So sometimes you might be doing something that you think is menial, not worthy of a king or queen or whatever God has called you to for your dreams or your life, but God is preparing you for the battle and the challenges ahead. And then one day the call came. You know what the call was? It was a lunch call. How menial is that? David's tending the sheep, and Jesse calls him and says, listen, I want you to take some bread and cheeses to my sons and whoever is their commander, right? But you know what David said? I'll do it. And I think sometimes when we do those menial things in life, God uses them because you never know. Because God does have plan and purpose in our life and can use everything in our life to bring about good things. And so David took the meat and the cheeses and the bread to his brothers. And as he went out there, he saw this scene that had been unfolding day after day for 40 days. And Goliath, who is this giant, we're told that was maybe 8 to 9 feet tall. Huge guy, particularly back then when people were shorter. And he is huge, and he has a huge javelin spear. The head on the spear was told about 37 to 39 pounds, if you can imagine that. All this heavy armor, and is trying to do this one-on-one battle, which did happen, we know, in ancient times. Sometimes an army would just say, we're going to have our best and your best, fight it out, and winner take all. And so that was the challenge. But no one of Saul's army, no one wanted to face Goliath because he was too big. But David heard the cry of Goliath and the challenge, and David was willing to face the giant, a giant problem. Now, let me ask you, just sort of push pause this morning for a moment. Anyone ever faced any giants or problems that seem like giants in your life? Maybe they're personal giants, right? Maybe it's a financial giant or relationship giant, or maybe it's a change in life going on, or the loss of a loved one. That can seem like a huge giant to face. It seems bigger than us. And for our kids, I mean, sometimes a bully at school, let's face it, or sometimes a science or math test. So all those things can seem like they're giants. There's also problems nationally look like giant problems, too. They are giant problems, you know. Education, crime, so many different things, political unrest, just infighting, bickering going on, and there are international problems as well that seem like giants. You know that. Water, food, peace, justice, all those things like they are way beyond all of us. But in times like that, it's helpful to remember that one person can make a difference, even as David did. And so I think there's some secrets, some blessings that await us if we look at the truths that David showed us in the way he faced Goliath. And so David comes and he hears the cry, and David volunteers to face Goliath. Now, you know what his brother said? I already said it. You're too young. You're too small. They laughed at him, you know? And David didn't take that pushback. He went ahead and pushed back against the pushback, and he went to the commander, and then he went to Saul and said, I'll face the giant. And I think that's the first thing to remember, the first sort of lesson in facing a giant problem, but the giant solution is to take courage and to stand for what is right. And all of us can do that, and that was not an easy thing to do. And so David went before Saul, and as he went before Saul, Saul kind of challenged him. But it's interesting because David talked about his experience, and I think that's the next thing. So take courage and then use your experience. Now, David was getting experience out there in the shepherd's pasture, because this is what David said when Saul said, man, you don't have any experience. And this is what David responded in verse 37. He said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistines. That kind of faith. God was training me. He faced a lion, he faced a bear. Okay, this is a giant. Maybe a step up, but I don't know. Lion's pretty big, pretty fierce, so is a bear. And so David had been learning, and so he began to draw on his experience. And you and I many times have experiences for challenges we haven't faced, but the experiences come in menial, humble ways that God has trained us with along the way of life. So what rich experience do you have to face the challenge that is ahead? Take courage and use experience. And then the next thing is to be yourself. So Saul said, okay, this is the only guy willing to face him. We'll go ahead and let David do this. So Saul said, listen, I need to help you out here because, you know, you're just a kid. And he said, I want to put on you my armor because it's the best armor. Well, guess what? Saul was, we know, head and shoulders over everybody else. You know how tall he was, but the average height of the day was maybe 5'3 to 5'6. And so we know David was probably average height. And so they began to try to put Saul's armor on David. And guess what? He just, you know, it was just too big. And David said, this isn't going to work. And so he said, let's get rid of this. And David decided to take what he knew. He took a slingshot. And I think that's an important lesson for us, is to be ourselves. To be ourselves. Sometimes we try to be somebody else, someone else's gifts. Maybe it's music or science or math or whatever. And maybe it's not our gift. And then we need to look and see, what is our gift? You know, I said before, I'd like to sing like Elvis and play guitar like Santana, but neither one is possible with the gifts that I have. And so we have to be ourselves. So what gifts and talents do you have? Be yourself. God has created you with a plan and purpose, and God knows the future challenges that you're going to face. And so David took his slingshot, and then he took five stones from the brook, and then he did what I think is the final sort of lesson, that which is to trust God. And that is the lesson of the Bible. David trusted God. And as he went out, by the way, to face Goliath, Goliath looked at David and mocked him. Anyone ever make fun of you in life? And that can either really discourage you or it can also sort of pump you up. I said, the Olympics are coming up, you know, and there's some great stories of Olympians. I always love that. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more in the future. But some people made fun of Olympians early on, and they rose above that challenge and became even better because of it. And so Goliath looks at David and said, am I a dog that you would send this little scrappling out here to fight me with my spear, my javelin? And David looked at him, and I like what David said, because this is great. David said, you come against me with sword and spear and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. Wow. Talk about words of faith. David, in this moment, he had some shortcomings later in life. We didn't follow that. The Lord is my shepherd. But in this moment here, when he was young, faced a giant, David, with that, ran towards Goliath with great speed. We know some of the greatest warriors of the day, as we read the Odyssey and the Iliad and things like that, ran towards him. And his slingshot was a sling, was made out of cloth and or leather and a combination. And then they had a rock that was about this size. I used to have the rock. I looked all over this week for that rock. but it's about this big. It's about the size of a baseball. And David swung it around and then let it go. And it went right towards his mark and hit Goliath in the head. And Goliath, the big giant, fell down. Now, some people say when they look at a giant, they say, well, he's too big. But other people would say, he's too big to miss. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And that's the attitude that David had, because he trusted in God. What in your life, or your family's life, or a nation's life seems too big for us? It seems like it's a giant bigger than Goliath. I would say to learn the lesson of David, to take courage, to use the experience that God has put in your life in all kinds of ways you didn't really realize, to be yourself, and then to trust God. And in that moment, God will prevail. Well, David won the battle of Goliath, and it's a beautiful story. And he was thought to be too young, too small, the youngest, lots of excuses he could have made, but instead he trusted God. What challenges in front of you that seems too big for you, that maybe with the lessons of David that you could take on just like David, maybe not in exactly that same way, but you can take courage, that you can use your experience, that you can be yourself and use your gifts and talents, and that you can trust God. Know that God is there today, and the same God of yesterday is the God of today. Paul the apostle, who was in prison, maybe facing all kinds of challenges of his own, wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That promise, friends, is the one that will see us through. Now I want to close with one thought, which is that people sometimes say, well, why did David take 5 stones, right? I mean, was he not a good shot? Did he need 5? And it's interesting because we don't really know. But David maybe had determination that if the first stone didn't work, then the next stone was. He was just going to do whatever. Other scholars point out that Goliath actually had brothers, maybe 4 brothers. If you look later in the book of Samuel, you'll find that out. And David was planning not only on Goliath coming after him, but his brothers as well. But his brothers ran for cover because David prevailed in that day. David had faith. And so may we. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we all face some challenges in life that seem indeed like giants. Help us to learn the lessons of David and to trust you in all of life, to know that you're preparing us. We can have courage because of what you've done and the plans and purpose you have for us, and you have the power to see us through. We pray this in your name. And all God's people said, amen.